Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Urban Float, the premier flotation therapy spa in the Mid-Atlantic. Experience the ultimate in weightless relaxation, as well as the healing benefits of 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts. Call 302-232-3141 to book your next float or book online at urbanfloat.com. And use the code FIRSTTIME to get 50% off your first float. Renew, refresh, and revive at Urban Float. 3, 2, 1, good morning.
Good morning.
Now I'm mad. No. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm good, man.
Oh, good. It's hot in here.
It's all right, man.
When are we going to start making some money and get air conditioning?
You're I like the
fan. Oh, you know what? We do have like air conditioning. I just have it pointed to you. So it is, what is today?
Today is August 8th, Thursday. Almost, it feels like the weekend because on the way up here, the traffic was already insane going down there. And I saw two cyclists going down Route 1. I thought they were without helmets. Like, dude, really?
Like cyclists or bicyclists or motorcyclists?
Like literal, like bicyclists, like guys with the tight tights and the real bike, but no helmet.
No helmet.
I was like, what?
I rode this morning, but you know, I started using a helmet. I didn't used to.
Oh, of course. We never did when we were younger, but I mean, looking around.
No, I mean, literally, crazy. Like, this is the first year I've started using a helmet. And I actually had a Harley, and I didn't use a helmet.
Oh, that explains a lot.
But I never crashed. It's not like I hit my head, God. And that's the reason I'm the way I am. I just well, when my buddy Matt died on a motorcycle, right. I sold my bike. And
I want a Harley, though. I want a Harley. I had a bike in college. Not a Harley. Not a Yamaha. Just a cheap old bike.
It was awesome. I mean, the problem is there's nowhere to ride it here. There's no riding seat. Now, if you want to ride up into Pennsylvania and do the mountains, I get that. But if you think you're going to just enjoy it around here, it's not a great experience because you either get stuck in traffic,
right.
You bake in the sun. There's no, I mean, you're basically stuck doing the same thing you do in your truck, but on a bike.
Was it me or is there like a lot of bike weeks here?
I think there's two. There's one, I think, in the spring.
It feels like they're here all the time and they're coming with like 50 of those guys with their Harleys. So, I actually thought this was kind of a bike destination.
They're coming here from somewhere else where it's good to ride bikes, but it's not here.
It's
really not. I had one.
So why do they come down here for then?
Well, they're actually coming through here, and that's actually a whole other conversation.
Like Ocean
City,
right?
We could do a bypass, right, and skip this. But yeah, they come through here, and they're going to Ocean City. Bike Week is usually in Ocean City.
Okay.
And I had one. I mean, when Matt was alive, he had like five bikes, a Harley. He had two Harleys, a BMW. He had a lot of great bikes. So I was like, well, I'm on a bike. So I bought a Harley 1200, and we rode. But you can, you know, spring, but it's cold. And fall, and it's kind of cold. Summer, right. The ideal time, that's just awful. You get stuck in Route 1, and you're just...
Getting roasted.
Yeah, you just, and you pull that clutch.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I mean, you know, hey.
I would love to have one day, but not going to happen.
Well, and I think every time I parked the thing, I felt like it was my last, you know, I just escaped death one more time.
I know.
You got a little mouths to feed.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I love Harleys, though. They're sweet.
Can you put me in your will?
Sure, you want a seltzer?
Bro, don't be hating. Look at that dented Urban Float bottle.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That thing.
You said, Will, that's what I have to offer you is a seltzer.
So listen, I thought we would have a little... We've talked several times. We talk all the time about
this
podcast.
You're like my bromance over here.
We beat this podcast into the ground, pull it out of the dirt, reshape it, dust it off, and then we take another look at it
and beat
it up again.
I got to say, kudos to Tom Marchino. You're bringing on guests. They enjoy it here. It's a comfortable environment, and I think it's a good thing. And I'm honored and flattered to help you on a, you know, when I can. So it's been fun.
You could say that like when we're not on the air. I mean, you know, that's how people cheat on each other.
Because when we're off air, I'm like bashing you the whole time.
No. Hey, I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate it. And I've said to you, we're babies in this. I mean, there's no real.
You're good at it, man. And you set it up right. You know, it's good. It's good.
I thought we'd maybe talk about a couple of things that we've been privately talking about. We could talk about on the podcast. One of the things is because we were trying to do a 2 days a week schedule, but we're having a lot of fun podcasting.
That's
we're getting
fun.
A lot of people in,
mm-hmm.
And so we thought about maybe doing 3 days, And then we thought about then me and you doing a podcast just on Wednesdays and then doing three additional podcasts. So we're trying to figure out, you know, and we have that new, the website, www.rehobothsocialpodcast.com. And what's the email?
rehosocialpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to go check it to see.
rehosocialpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to get one letter. Just one.
Yeah. Oh, we got one. Oh, it's from Gmail. Welcome to Gmail.
Welcome to Gmail. Thank you, Gmail. But listen, we'd love to hear, you know, if.
Yeah, you know, Tom and I don't know everything, and we love to hear from our listeners. You know, send us who you want to hear from, and whatever, you know, what's good, what's and what you want to
meh,
and you know, and let us know why you like listening, and what questions that you know, we could help answer, if anything, about small business or who we've interviewed or what Tom interviewed primarily,
or suggestions
of who you want to interview, and shoot us an email, or you know, you can also contact us on the Rehoboth Social app. And how do you get there?
App Store. Google Play. You can go on, sign up. We don't track you. I don't think. Do we track? We don't track. No tracky. But go on there. You actually, the app is really built for just enjoying Rehoboth and sharing it for the next person. So, you know, share your experience in Rehoboth.
Enjoy the
podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, you can message us. You can, you know.
I consider it a 360-degree platform here in Rehoboth Social. You know, you have really nice guests who are sharing their experiences in small business or businesses if they have more than one, which a lot of them do, which is kind of funny.
Right.
Then you have the app for your mobile phones to look in these businesses and podcasts. You have email and you have a beautiful studio, and you're adding a lot of value to the community.
Well, and the cool thing about the app is we're posting the podcasts in the categories that best relate to.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 categories, you know. Like if it's a photographer that's on the podcast, we post it in photography.
And you can listen to the podcast in the app too.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Well, I think it may take you to Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify.
I think it's a link. Shares you.
I'm curious, you know, for those who are listening to us, where do you listen to your podcast? Spotify, iTunes, on the web, on their website?
Facebook.
Like, I'm curious of what I go between iTunes and Spotify, you know.
I use Spotify.
Yeah.
Because I like the way, and I feel like iTunes is actually making an effort to try to change their appearance. Mm-hmm. I've seen that they've done some updates, and they've said that now you can do certain things. You know, my eyes glazed over when I was reading them. I don't know what even they're talking about. But it sounds like they're making an attempt to do something. But Spotify's nice because it shows a little picture.
What I like about Spotify, what I don't like about iTunes, is Spotify shows the most recent podcast first. iTunes shows you, quote unquote, my podcast, which may not be the most recent ones. So, sorry about that. I'll turn my phone off. And I think that's really annoying. I think that's a design flaw that
for Apple iTunes. Needs to,
yeah,
yeah.
It makes you dig through and find the latest one. And
well, and the funny thing is, when I used to when I first started uploading podcasts, iTunes would take a week before they would post it.
Mm-hmm.
I would send it, and it'd be up for review. It'd literally take 1 week. Now, half a day.
That's awesome. So let me ask you.
Got some respect.
I got to ask you this question. What inspired you to do this? Like, it's a really cool studio. You even got soundproofing in here. You know, what inspires you?
Narcissism? Stop.
Yeah, obviously. Duh.
That's a great question. Honestly, I love Joe Rogan. And I told you this a thousand mm-hmm. times. I love Joe Rogan. I don't love every guest. I don't love every opinion. I just love the ease of the conversation. I mean, uh-huh. I'm a hairdresser. I do a podcast every hour, every half hour. I mean, every client
right.
that comes in, you know.
It's a life story.
Yeah, and the cool part about podcasting is each person, we have to try to adjust. I have to try to adjust who I am to fit with them every time. And I do that with every client. You know, uh-huh. if a person comes in, all bad attitude, what's wrong? You all
right? Uh-huh. Right.
You know, rub them on the back.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? And all of a sudden, bleh. They just, you know, there are people, I have clients that will just dump
sure.
all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right,
that's
right,
a
right.
lot. Oh, I need like a
take
therapist
a break.
Afterwards. But, so, you know, and then as a person, and even really in any small business, I mean, nothing is worse than when you go to a business and the the people that work there just have this bad attitude. You're like, oh my God, you know. So, you know, you always want to try to give off that feeling of the, you know, you want the people to feel welcome, that you're grateful, and we try to do that in the podcast, I think.
So that's awesome. Well, yeah, I think you've, from an environment perspective, you've nailed it. It's really cool in here. It's a cool vibe. You got the TV on the wall, and I just was curious of your inspiration, and like, what do you hope to deliver with the podcast? What are your top three or top five?
Well, I also, you know, now that I really think about this, you know, and we're kind of coming up into this, you know, August 20th is when Matt died. And Matt was a huge help to anybody. You know, he was a pain in the ass. I know. I luckily didn't ever really see that side of him because I wasn't ever in business with him. But, you know, I hear it all the time. You know, I love Matt, but he could be a pain in the ass. I mean, he was tough. But he was always, you know, regardless of what was going on, he would always help anybody that needed it. So when he passed away, and I've mentioned this before, a friend of mine said, you know, I want to pick up where Matt left off, helping. But you can't. You know, he had the life that he had allowed him to do a lot of stuff. You know, he had a great guy like Scott Kammerer that was running. Him and Scott did it together. Matt was allowed to do what he did because Scott did what he did. You know, they helped each other. So he had a lot of freedom to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, I got to work all day. I've got kids, you know. So I don't have as much freedom. So I thought, well, if we could just bring people on, you know, we've used the word humanize, bridge, tie the two, obviously, you know, the person's who they are, and then there's the business that they got, you know. What can we all relate to that bridge? How can we put that kind of bridge in our life? And that's, you know, I think that's kind of the inspiration, but... You know, like everything, you know, we grow a lot of stuff in the garden, and you can't inspire everybody, and you can't bridge everything. So,
right.
Then we try to have other, just try to have fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Well. And then, yeah, I tell you what, man, you've been an inspiration, you know.
Oh, come on, stop it. How is that possible?
Wait a minute, stop or keep going?
Come on, more.
Stop it. How's that possible?
No, well, I'm just here to help you, man. And you know.
Well, listen, you're here to help, but you also like podcasts. And you also want to be on a podcast.
A ton of them.
Hang out at a barbershop long enough, bro, you're getting a haircut. And I get it. And my
hair is long.
I think that's why I appreciate you, because we both like podcasting.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of education and smarts and
thank you.
Experience. And I need another voice, you know.
My wife would be rolling her eyes at you right now when you say those things.
Well, I air rolled. I air rolled them.
You know, podcast, you know, I discovered podcasting, you know, or podcast listening 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago when I started heavily traveling for IBM and GoPro. As a traveling business person, a lot of people, you see them with their earbuds on. Most of them are listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Not so much music anymore. I mean, some of them are. A lot of them are still. But I would say a good minority of them are listening to podcasts. It was my thing, man. Those long flights from here to Tokyo and here to Brazil and here to California. It was Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, ESPN, Fox Sports, all of that stuff. Every podcast I can get my hands. So I feel like I'm very listened to podcasts. I feel like I know the ones I really like and the ones that are kind of meh. And I really enjoy it. So it's a really cool platform.
Well, and I think, you know, people ask me all the time, what's a podcast? Why a podcast? What are they for?
Right.
You want to find out what a podcast is, look at the Joe Rogan podcast with Bernie Sanders. It really... did you watch it?
I haven't yet.
The fact is that it... Bernie. Well, whether you like Bernie Sanders or not, I mean, he was terrific. I don't really, I don't know what to say about that, really. I mean, he was great. He had a lot of great ideas. But the fact is that a lot of these people, they have no platform. You know, they got these debates on TV, and they give them 15 minutes and these 10 seconds. I feel like we've become a country of just sound bites. You know, our whole life, our feeling, our emotions, our daily emotions are built on just sound bites now. And... the platform the podcast platform allowed Bernie to go on and really talk for like 2 hours at no cost to Bernie.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe paid. I don't know how that worked. But, you know, it's really the only place you can do that. I mean, if you wanted to do that on radio, I would have to sit in front of the radio for 2 hours. I can listen to that podcast over and over, really think about it, let it kind of, you know, settle in and then maybe listen to it again. I'm not going to, but it would be if it was something I have gone back, especially like, what's her name? Dr. whatever her name is, the biome lady, stomach biome, gut biome lady. She's great.
Well, it's that dude from California, Adam, that was on the man show with
Adam Carell.
Adam Carell or Carolla. Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan. I mean, I think it's those two guys who like put podcasting on the map. I mean, Adam, I think, has a bazillion, you know, subscribers just like Joe. And he was one of the, I think, the original guys actually in the format. And it just took off from there. And now you go to iTunes and there's so many people who want to be like those two guys.
Well, and Dr. Rhonda Patrick, that mm-hmm. was the lady I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I told you yesterday, I don't even listen to podcasts.
That shocked me, man. I'll be honest with you.
I don't.
I need you to start listening to podcasts.
Why? You see, improve. You think it'll help?
Just
help my life?
It'll just give you perspective outside your own.
Well, I do watch Joe Rogan's podcast, and I watch it on YouTube. And then I told you, I get it.
But like on the ride home and up and down Route 1 on traffic, you don't just stick on a podcast that you want to listen to and just listen to it and just see how that goes. Like I was a little surprised about that. Like when I'm working, when I'm on my computer in my home office, or I have my earbuds on, or I'm listening to podcasts, sometimes I don't listen to the whole thing. Like the first 20, 30 minutes is interesting. I listened to Pat Woods yesterday, beginning to end.
How was it?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I was really good. And again, Pat's a, you know, I love that family. They brought a great thing to the community, you know, so I'm all about that.
When I was at Giant yesterday, a friend of mine came running up. She's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, oh my God. I mean, you know, I gave her a hug and we were chatting. And then she goes, you know, I'm a travel agent. I go, no, I didn't know that. I forgot.
That spot's taken. Sorry.
You know, I'm a travel agent. I go, well, come on the podcast.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
That's
going
to start to
say.
Happen too, Tom. You're going to have multiple people and who are very gregarious and like you want to have their voice heard. And this is a good platform for it. And this is still, especially in Southern Delaware here, technology and innovation doesn't come down here as quickly as it's one of the, I don't know. This is new, and I think you've caught the wave at the right time.
Did you have problems with your technology yesterday?
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday my phone was down. I had all sorts of issues, electronic issues yesterday.
In our house, my power went out for like 2 seconds. It went flat, like something like lightning struck or something, and then like around 3 o'clock, and everything reset in the house. It was kind of bizarre.
So no. Your answer is no.
I didn't have any. I mean,
2 seconds. That's
two, 3 seconds. I wasn't out or anything like that.
We went. We left here. We went over to. And I do want to give these guys a shout out. Delmarva Repair. I think that's how you say it. We took over. You know that we do the phone shuffle here at the Arquino house. So when I get a new phone, it gets passed down. I don't trade them in. So Sam unfortunately got stuck with my old 6, and the battery. Just, you know, you charge it, you turn it on, and, you know, within minutes, it's dead. So we took that phone over there to Delmarva Repair. Is that what it is? Is that what you're looking up? And they replaced the battery right there while we were waiting for $40.
Wow.
That was a big deal because that, you know.
Well, my phone screen's cracked, and I went on the board. I was walking around town with my wife Sunday night. We went out to dinner. And there's one place on the avenue that repaired screens, and the guy he charged $175 for this level of screen and $200.
Oh no! For this level of screen. Did you pay for it? Did you get it fixed?
My insurance deductible is $200. So I'm like, I'll take my phone back. Thank you very much.
Go see these guys. I think they charge maybe $80.
Oh my gosh!
And they also replaced the battery with a non-cycle battery, you know, the kind, you know, where you have to charge it all the way to 100%. If you only go to 75, it kind of limits. I mean, they had the top of the line batteries. Two great guys in there. I'm gonna try to get them on the podcast. I told you this last night. I'm
sorry. Oh yeah,
they're just cool dudes. So shout out to those guys. But we left there. It was kind of funny. We were there at a place fixing phones, four phones with electronic devices, and inside their building, you have no signal. It's like. Did you ever see Enemy of the State?
Yeah.
Remember when he goes in that, like, that cage, you know, where no signal can enter or exit? And it was like going in there, but we left there, and all of a sudden I had no signal, and I couldn't use the phone, and it was that way all the way until I got to the Wi-Fi on my at my house.
Really?
Yeah, my wife is who's over at the bank. She's like, my phone's dead. My phone broke. It's not working. And it was that. I guess there was an AT&T. Do you have AT&T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was an issue.
We didn't hear about it. No, I think where we live, there's a black hole for all mobile carriers. I've had Verizon. I have AT&T now. All my friends who have Sprint and T-Mobile, they're like, it's like torture.
No, I think it's just so many people that are on these networks now. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, but I think it's also the coverage. I don't have this problem in Philadelphia. No. You know, I don't have any of this you know, in the suburbs of metropolitan areas is fine. It's just here. It's like, for me, especially just to go west, it's gotten better. It has gotten better, but...
And my parents that live in Kings Creek, if you go in the back of the room or the back part of the house, dead. If you go to the front door, you got to
signal. That's my house too. I actually had to buy off of eBay an AT&T like extender for my mobile devices, like to
does pack. It help?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's a little bit of a delay when you pick up and answer the phone and stuff, but it's boosted the mobile coverage in our house a lot.
Nice.
So
the other thing I wanted to bring up is we've been discussing the Rehoboth Social Umbrella.
Network.
Because we want to find some people that do podcasts.
Yes, we do.
And we go back and forth about this. I suggest somebody, you're like...
That's not true, Tom. Take that back.
I'm like, dude, I got this one on... I got this great guy, and you're like...
So, brought to you by Sleep.
Well, I think we need sleep to number. We need to figure out, like, so we're just putting it out there. If anybody's like wants to do a podcast, yeah, don't get all crunchy.
Nah, it's,
well, how else are we gonna find somebody to do a podcast?
No, I think no, we're just
auditions.
No, nah, well, you're doing it by finding the right guests, mm-hmm. and the ones who are talkative and the ones who are gregarious and have, like you, a lot to say, and are not pushing something specific all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and can be, you know, organic and authentic. Because at the end of the day, we can build all this fancy stuff and have everybody come in here do podcasts, but if only 10 people are listening. Exactly.
Right. I get that. That's why I'm putting it out there, because maybe the next, you know, Joe Rogan is sitting on his couch right now. Listening, well, not listening, but we'll listen, and maybe they want
to
have.
Yeah, and you know, so send an email to rehosocialpodcast@gmail.com if you're interested in coming in, obviously, to be a guest, as well as joining Tom here at the table, or you're just yourself. We are interviewing and willing to have discussions about, you know, what you bring to the table and what you would like to why would you want a podcast versus just. You know, if there's anything else specifically that you want to push, or is there a certain theme that you like whether it's sports, arts, food, like, you know, two podcasts ago, I knew that you had pork chops.
Did I?
It was like, I can't remember what it was, but you could start talking about food.
Now, did that one fact bring great conversation, or do you just like to spear every little
thing? Are we getting sensitive again? Are we getting sensitive again?
I'm just asking.
No, it was funny. I mean, obviously, being your partner here, you know, I'm sensitive to you because mm-hmm. you're the main. You got taking a sip.
Go on. Uh-huh. Right. I got to chase that water with some coffee.
No, I was cracking because you were talking about, you were saying about food, how you always talk about food, and you brought up what you had for dinner the other night. I thought about for our own new podcast. I'm a sports guy. I love sports, like being active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you like food, ballers, and banquets.
Okay.
That's cool.
See, that's the difference between us. I say, fine. That's great. Let's build a logo. Let's put it up.
Ballers and banquet.
I say, how about this? Yeah, now. Nah. You need, like, what's that mask you wear at night so you don't choke on your own.
Oh, God. I guess I am opinionated, aren't I?
Yeah. You think? I can't wait to. It's going to be called Carlos.
I was thinking
corporate.
I was thinking corporate and Albuquerque because of food. Albuquerque.
I do love Albuquerque's food. You know what I was thinking about? When people come on the podcast, I was thinking about giving him a 1 pound package of green chili.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's green chili time of the year. It's green chili time of the year.
Everybody like green chilies? Are you making like green chilies?
No, I get them from Hatch, New Mexico. I get them shipped to me. And it's not like Amazon. They throw a freaking pound, 5 pounds of green chilies in a box and tape it and mail it.
Hot? Are they hot?
Well, I get mild and medium.
I love hot food, man. Dude, these the hotter, the better.
Do you like green chilies?
I don't know if I've had any.
Oh, my God.
I've had so many different.
So Hatch, New Mexico is famous for their green chilies. So.
Well, isn't New Mexico famous for their spices?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're famous for their green chilies.
Right.
the Southwestern style food. But it's really, you know, if you go eat at a restaurant, every restaurant has, you know, green chilies or red chilies, or they call it a Christmas chili, which is a blend of red and green.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they use that like ketchup.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, my God. But I'll have to give you some.
Oh, I'd love to try it.
Don't waste them.
No, I love chili. My son and I are all, you know, especially my son's big into like trying hot stuff and see if he can take it or not. Ghost peppers and stuff like that. Things that'll just put your mouth on fire.
You know, these aren't like that. These are, you know, they're great for like flavor. Chili rellenos. Yeah. You know, you would stuff them with cheese and potatoes and then you wrap them in egg and bake that. Or, you know, if you just slice them and put them on like a burger.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Sounds so good.
Well, I got 10 pounds coming, and I need you to come help me roast them.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay, I'm in.
Because it's a process.
Is it really?
Yeah, I got to load the grill up with green chilies, and then I just keep turning them until they blister, and then you got to wrap them up in a warm towel, and then the sweat from that peels them, and then you got to peel them.
Nice.
And your hands are burning.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's the whole thing. We need gloves and stuff.
So you said you were a sports guy, or you like Shannon and Skip. So tell me, like, what
Skip,
sport?
Stop what, it. Know, Skip.
I'm going to tell
Shannon
you.
Shannon Sharp's good at that show.
I like Shannon. You know, sometimes I feel like the retired athletes are a little...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A little filibusting a little bit, but...
Well, that's their job.
Yeah, I like Skip a lot. I like Skip a lot. I mean, talk to me about your favorite sports broadcasters besides Skip and Shannon. Who do you like?
Skip and Shannon. Oh, dude, I'm a very simple guy. I only eat supper. I only like one podcast, and I only like one show, and that's Undisputed.
Undisputed.
This is my real issue. I don't have a lot of time. But my only issue with them, it's always either the Patriots, the Cowboys,
Skips, big Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's always just, or LeBron.
Right.
And I'm over those. So I do like, I mean, I'll like
what's your,
Around
what's,
the Horn and those other ones just because for some variety.
Right. So what sports do you follow? Do you enjoy?
Football.
You like football?
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Tour de France.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But I like listening to news about basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy, I'd like to listen to news about sports. I'm just not as big a fan of all
the
sports.
You don't watch the sports, for example.
But I love golf. You know, I was in the golf. I have a turf management degree from Rutgers, so I was in the golf
industry.
What
was your handicap?
No, I grew grass. I didn't play on it. I shouldn't say that. I babysat grass. That's why I quit.
You watch grass grow?
Yeah. Please don't die here. Some water. when I had to sprinkle the grass with cooling water because it was too hot, I said, I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I did that for 9 years. But I love golf. I'm a huge Tiger fan. I'm really, you know, I've had to break up a little bit with Tiger because, you know, poor guy. He's getting old and... Life's life, but I like a lot of these young guys coming up in golf. Do you like golf?
I do. I mean, I'm more interested when he's playing.
I am too, but like, you know, Koepka's the new Tiger.
I saw Tiger when the U.S. Open was in Wilmington, Delaware. I was with IBM. I took a customer there, and he was not even like in the mix for the top 10, and he still had the biggest crowd following him. He was like 20th on the list, and he still... The crowd just seemed to follow him. I don't know. It's so magnifying.
He's the only, I mean, every time, last year when he was coming, he didn't win. He was fighting battling with Brooks Koepka, and he finished second, and he crossed over that bridge. Do you remember that? I started to cry.
It's like Moses, man.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, look at this freaking guy. And I mean,
parts the sea.
He's so criticized. And it kind of just says, it's kind of like an example of society today. They like to pile drive these people. But they love him.
But they love him. I mean, look, he cheated on his wife. You know what I mean? He crashed his car.
Oh, God.
All this stuff that he did, all these bad things. And look at the crowds. They still love him.
Yeah, because I tell you what, when Tiger was in his prime, you knew exactly. You don't know maybe what was going on for the weekend, but you knew exactly what you'd be doing on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And mm-hmm. you knew exactly what you'd be doing at 3 o'clock on Sunday, watching Tiger.
I do. When he's playing, I do like to put it on if I'm not doing anything else.
Well, he's playing the next 2 weeks.
What's going on?
Well, it's the FedEx Cup.
It's the FedEx Cup.
So last week was the final tournament to get in. I didn't even realize this. The FedEx Cup is kind of a strange thing because I don't exactly understand how. It's like you play all season and then you can kind of get in. But apparently you're in if you've won a tournament. Mm-hmm. So he won the Masters, so he was automatically in. So he didn't play last week.
He didn't make the cut to the U.S. Open, did he?
No.
Yeah, that's wild. He wins the Masters and doesn't make the cut in the U.S. Open. Oh, wow.
Well, he's got, you know. And that's the other thing. You never know what's going really on. To me, I think he was a drug addict. I think he was struggling.
Oh, yeah, pain. He's pain.
He was on pain pills. Yeah. And I think that last time they found him passed out on the highway, you know, I always say nothing changes your life like shame and guilt. Right. You know, he finally said, okay. But then he said, oh, my back's fine. I think he quit the pills and he got his head out of his ass. And my only thing about him is I wish he would address that a little more because I think there's a lot of people out there in the world that are struggling on pain pills. It would be a great for him to share his experience and how he got through it.
I actually had a back problem similar to what he had. And I had the same exact surgery he had. He had it in the lower back. I had it in my neck, cervical disc fusion. But that's real. Like he was avoiding, he had a couple of different surgeries, but he never had it fused. So that pain is real. I've been through that pain and it's unbearable to the point where you're crying. I never got addicted to painkillers, so I couldn't take them. Like, it just makes me dizzy and nauseated. But that was his way of, like, trying to deal with that, you know, without going through that disc fusion surgery. And he finally got the disc fusion surgery, and he wins the Masters. So,
But see, to me, I think he got the disc. I think he got the surgery, and then he was enjoying the pain pills because he was at a
point.
That
was before the surgery, though.
No, he got the surgery before the Masters.
He had a few different surgeries, but he never had the actual disc fused.
You know, but I don't think he's had surgery since the Masters.
No.
So this is all before the Masters.
Right.
But, I mean, even prior to the Masters, I mean, at the end of the FedEx Cup, you know, early in the season, he couldn't hit out of a bunker. And then they find him on a highway, passed out. His mugshot, his eyes were like crossed. I mean, it was bad.
Big white forehead because he's always wearing hats.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he appears and all of a sudden he's back. Hey, my back's great. Whatever. I love Tiger. I'm not bad mouthing him. I absolutely love Tiger.
Athletes like him, like Floyd Mayweather, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, all those, you know, top 0.0001% of the world, they are catered to since they're age 5. Like, that's their world that they live in. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a world that anybody else can relate to, in my opinion, because they almost feel they can do no wrong. So
they
can't. Right.
That's why they get fucking in a pickle.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when you're worshipped from a young age and that's your life. All you have is surrounded by people who just want to make you happy so you can do the thing that you do great. It's hard. You know, let me look at Lance Armstrong, right? You know, the folks who like kind of, I think, trump that a little bit are tennis players. Like, if you know Roger Federer, that he's like one of the all-time greatest tennis players ever. He's pretty humble. You know, he's very humble. He's very awesome. Seems down to earth. You know, but gosh, you know, the heavily enabled, at least outwardly, it seems that way with Roger. But tennis players, it seems like they seem to have it together, I guess.
The problem with Lance, and I just, like I said, I love the Tour de France. I watch it every stage. I think it's beautiful. I'm always amazed.
He felt invincible, right?
Well, but I love the scenery. I love France. I love how they shoot that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just do an amazing job with that helicopter. They do that slash
without
Guns N' Roses video.
No kidding.
And but the problem with Lance is he couldn't just keep his mouth shut. Instead of like saying, you know, I didn't do it and I'm going to just quietly sit over here, he had to tear everybody apart. And I've seen people on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he's like, I can't even talk about it. I was such an asshole. I was so arrogant. I can't even pretend to act like I'm going to defend myself at this point in my life.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He's like,
good for him.
I'm just an idiot. I totally went too far. But, you know, can you imagine the pressure that's on a guy like that?
Well, again, he's another one that, like, he felt he was invincible. No one can do me wrong. I'm, what, a 12-time, whatever the number was, a Tour de France winner? Like,
I think he won five.
Is it just five?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Just five. Just one would be a lot. Yeah,
he was invincible, and he would dominate. Like, he just dominated. I mean, it was wild.
And that's another one of those sports that when he left, I was like, eh. But right. I watched it this year. I started kind of watching it last year. And I started, but I watched every stage this year. It was great. And a lot of new heroes, a lot of new stars, a lot of cool teams again. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. That's the same problem with Tiger. When Tiger left, I was like, well, I'm not watching golf anymore.
Yeah.
And same, I was huge a Jeff Gordon fan. I love NASCAR. And when he retired, I was like, meh. Yeah. I haven't gone back to NASCAR.
NASCAR is a different problem. Like, their stadiums are empty. People are watching them on TV. You know, but, you know, you drive by Dover Downs.
People aren't watching them on TV.
Maybe they're not watching them on TV. Well, maybe ratings are down everywhere. I don't know. But you drive by Dover Downs on the weekend, it looks like it's, you know.
Well, the funny thing about Dover is when I moved here in 94, Jeff Gordon had just, 95, Jeff Gordon came on the scene. Dover was a, you know, a paperclip with two grandstands at the end right. And in the middle. And then all of a sudden, Jeff Gordon shows up. And then all of a sudden, we fill in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then we fill inside, and then we start going up levels. Over the years, it went up levels. By the time Jeff Gordon retired, that thing was a giant Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a bowl. And then Jeff Gordon retires, and all of a sudden they start taking it back apart. You know, it's taken off. That third level came off, and then the middle came off. So
that's
the
right.
problem with that, if you from a NASCAR fan's point of view, the problem with NASCAR is they cookie-cuttered it up too much. You know, the fun part about NASCAR was, like, we'd be like, you know, Ford's are getting an extra half inch of downforce this week, and Pontiac people are all in an uproar, and you're like, what? Pontiac, Ford, Chevy, you know, and it was this whole thing. And then, mm-hmm. then on, you know, then you'd watch the race, and you're like, them damn Ford's got too much downforce. And then Sunday, NASCAR took a half inch away from Pontiac. You're like, what? So it was a lot of that. And there was the gray area, and it's always about the gray area, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes things interesting. And mm-hmm. the gray area in NASCAR has gotten so skinny because they're just the same cars with different stickers on them now. Maybe mm-hmm. a little bit different in the front, a little bit, but there no air for downforce are being changed by the bodies. And that was the fun part.
Yeah, NASCAR is interesting.
Your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. You know, so working at GoPro for a couple of years, I worked with a lot of these folks, like NASCAR. I actually went out to dinner with them, some of the executives, and they were trying to get GoPro into the car, and, you know, a lot of them were catering to us to try to use the GoPro brand to bring relevance to their sport, you know, and it was really interesting. it was really kind of funny too. Walked into one of my boss's offices, and he was in charge of sports marketing for GoPro, and he had on his whiteboard, sweater sports. Sailing, golf, tennis. Like, you know, he had, like, action sports,
collar sports,
team sports. He had sweater sports. We were busted up.
Sweat and sweater sports.
I was busted up, man. I was just like, oh, that is hysterical. So, because we were in every one of those verticals, we were in action sports, surf, obviously, and the mass sports was NFL, basketball, the big four. And then there was the sweater sports, and it was really neat. You know, they were we'd sit there make fun of them, especially, you know, a bunch of GoPro guys, surfer, action sports guys, but we worked with all of them.
Well, that's NASCAR. I would think GoPro would be pretty sweet in a NASCAR,
and they are. I mean, so a lot of these sports, even in the NFL, are using GoPros, but they're not branding it. They're just using the camera and just using the angles and calling it whatever. Pylon cam or whatever. It's not called. It's not GoPro, but those types of cams.
I love my GoPro. I use it. Well, when we talked about this, I posted that we've had some crazy storms the last couple of days.
Real humid.
I put my GoPro out last night, and it just captured a magnificent storm. I mean, the way. At one point, I looked outside and I go, "Look at the cool freaking texture on those clouds." I go, "I got my GoPro out." I had already put it out.
That'd have been cool if you can get a lightning strike, too, you know.
There's a lightning strike in there.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't watch it all, did you?
Not the whole thing.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, come on.
How much did you even see the...
Yes, I saw, like, the clouds moving. I was like, I was watching it on my phone. I was like, this is really cool. Okay. There was a lightning strike in there?
Yeah, at the end.
Oh.
Not the pole across the street. I mean, there's lightning coming.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you had looked, I don't know if you had checked the radar, but on the radar, the cloud, or that whole storm was just kind of training just north of us, kind of more crossover to New Jersey than mm-hmm. it was. It basically really missed us for the most part. I mean, we definitely got some rain and some wind, but the like, my ex-wife up in Milford, she's like, it is pouring here. Like, it came right across Milford and just kind of skirted into New Jersey and missed us a bit. But I want to get my, you know, I have that, I love GoPro's cameras, but GoPro makes a lot of cool accessories.
Karma grip.
That clamp.
Yeah.
I have the clamp with mm-hmm. the flex arm mm-hmm. and the GoPro mounts mm-hmm. onto it.
That's cool.
I'm going to, you know.
Right here. Stick it. Right there.
Well, I just thought it maybe on my handlebars of my bike. Not a lot of action here. But I've been doing a lot of bike rides. And there's there's a new setting on there that really stabilizes it, mm-hmm. the video. So I'm going to mm-hmm. put it on my bike. And
there's a bike mount that you can get for GoPro, specifically for bikes.
Oh, well, I don't have that one. I have the clamp.
Yeah, the clamp, right. That's huge, though. You want to put a nice streamline GoPro bike mount.
This isn't a stage of the Tour de France. This is my old trail. Ass riding down to the boardwalk.
Big ass clamp sticking out like,
hey! Dude, I got a bike helmet on, and I'm on a beach cruiser and I'm acting like I'm in the Tour de France. I mean,
I'm thinking that you were biking on the trail with a mountain bike or something. You don't do that? You mm-hmm. just a cruiser? Okay.
I got the coolest bike over at Wheels, and it's it's a cruiser. And it's got that big frame, and it's that kind, you know, where your hands kind of end up, the seat's a little bit low, but it has, you know, a wide seat, but it's got maybe 7 gears.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a totally fun bike. I mean, I get a great burn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just trying to shake the rust out every morning, just get the
so you either run flow. Or bike.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We'll start running when it cools off.
Yeah, it's been hot, man. Like, it's nice it's not in the 90s or 100s, but it's 85 and, like, stinking humid.
I like that.
Do you?
I do. I love running. I just love being just pouring sweat. I just love being, you know, I don't want to be that way if I'm going to, like, a dinner party.
Right.
But if I'm out running, I like sweating. Mm-hmm. I mean, we won't even get into that.
What did you have at the dinner party?
No, I was going to say there's a lot of health benefits to really rising the heat up in your
yeah, I get
your
it.
Temperature.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
core.
Yeah. Talk about your health journey then.
My health journey?
Yeah, like you're Mr. Running and biking and, you know, intermittent fasting. Like
back to reality.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd love to talk about that. You know, honestly, I ran a lot because I ate poorly, and running gave me a pass, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started having some problems with the arch of my foot, I couldn't run, and I was still eating poorly, and the pass was over. So that's kind of what got me into this Just Supper thing that I do. And it wasn't about just eating one meal and telling everybody about it. I really had, I lost the reason I could, I'd lost the touch with nutrition. I didn't understand why I was eating anymore. It'd become these weird habits, these weird relationships. And what do you want? Look in there. I don't think I did bring it. But it was just, you know, I forgot why I was even eating. And I was eating, like, these weird breakfasts and lunch. And I couldn't tell what was moving through me. It was just a mess. I was bloated. I felt
Did you have a weight issue or no?
I had a weight issue in my stomach.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I could wear 34s, but my stomach was sticking out.
Right.
And when my stomach stuck out, I'm like, I need to go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it was my intestines. They were all filled up and poking out. And
how'd you find that out?
I stopped eating. I said, one night I ate 10 chocolate chip cookies in the middle of the night. Whoa. And I woke up, I felt so bad. I was so ashamed of myself. I'm serious. I was so ashamed. My stomach was jutting out like a Mount Everest. I was like, you are disgusting. That's not the lifestyle I like to live, you know, right. And I'm not running. So I'm like, you are disgusting. So I said, that's it. I quit. I'm not eating anymore.
Just like that, cold turkey. Just like that.
And I decided I will only eat supper, one meal a day.
Wow.
And so that first week was sad and was depressing because I broke up with breakfast and I broke up with lunch. But all day I wanted to eat. And I'm like, I'm not hungry. Just the experience of what I was doing, I'm like, you're not even hungry. But right here, like I have a new client come in, I would have some chips. because it just, I don't know, the chewing of my jaw.
It was the oral fixation.
Right. Just the that process seemed to make me...
Soothing.
Take away the anxiety of meeting with the person. Every client...
Stress that, eating.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'd make this... I had a relationship with breakfast. I love breakfast. I'd make this big bowl of oatmeal with blueberries. I'd drizzle honey all over it.
I love eggs and bacon, man.
Eggs and bacon, exactly.
All day long.
But and then I also had a lot of people telling me, oh, you need, you know, you need to eat breakfast. It's the very most, it's the most important meal. But I, what I've learned is my dinner really starts energizing me for the morning.
Right.
The dinner I ate last night didn't start digesting and breaking down really and doing this thing till like this morning.
Right.
So...
That's really cool. Did you like, have you lost a ton of weight? How do you feel from all this?
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. So today is a day that so you call it intermittent fasting. I call it back to reality. So, so today would be a day that we had found food. So like this morning I had 2 bites of scrambled eggs. I had 3 links of sausage and 2 handfuls of blueberries. So this was a day, like if we were 300 or 400 years ago, maybe we would have found something in... Because I don't want to just get stuck in a dinner.
Lunch.
Just right, only eating dinner. So I mix it up every once in a while. So today's a day we gathered and found some blueberries and a little meat and some eggs. And I ate it.
You actually gathered?
I did in my kitchen. But you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say me and you, let's say, and we talked about this. I talked about this with Ann. Let's say that you and I, we woke up in our village. And I'm like, oh, Carlos, you hunt. I gather.
Right.
So you head out.
Right.
You got your spear, or your bow and arrow, whatever, and away you go. And I've got my basket. So I'm picking stuff, and you're out there, and you're in the bush.
I bring back a ribeye.
You come back with nothing. So I go, well, shit, all right, well, we eat the blueberries.
Right.
That's all we got. So the next day we go out, you get something. You get a ribeye. You bring back some meat. We feast. Because we don't know when we're getting meat again, right?
Right.
We don't know this.
It's like Game of Thrones. You see that? They eat when it's convenient.
Right.
You
know,
like when they can.
We feast on the meat. We eat till we can't eat anymore.
Right.
Our body says, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to store that because you gave us a little extra. We're going to put it on your sides, you know, on your stomach. We're going to put it where it's good and safe. And the next day we meet, you get nothing. I got blueberries. The body says, no problem. We have stored that. There's a switch that takes place in our body. When we get to that point, we say, oh, we don't have any food. The switch takes place, and it starts to feed on our reserves. And then the next day, maybe we find some more meat, or maybe we just eat blueberries or something. So that's how I try to live. Like, I'm finding...
That's awesome.
And then... but the cool thing about it is that I'm not really hungry.
Right.
Until I start to make the food.
Right.
And then I can't get the damn food in my mouth. Well, and then another thing, honestly, is that I really started to pay attention to what I was eating. So if I'm
more
only
mindful,
if I'm only eating a meal, I'm not eating Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating. All of a sudden, I have enough money for organic vegetables. All of a sudden, I'm buying the best cuts of meat. All of a sudden, and then the other thing is that we used to take a lot of food and eat it as leftovers, and that's the only problem is now I'm having all these leftovers that I'm not really eating. Because I want to, you know, if I'm going to eat the meal, so I want it to be the best. But
that's awesome.
It's been a great experience. And, dude, a guy reached out to me this morning. I rode my bike
and I posted the
picture.
You didn't know about intermittent fasting before. You just decided to eat just dinner.
I didn't know anything about anything.
So that's IF is such a big thing right now. People are doing it everywhere. And that's Achilles turned me onto it. I've been doing I try to follow it, try to go 16, 18 hours before I eat something. Then you try to eat clean after that. But that's great. You just did it because that's what you felt like you needed to do. You didn't really research it or anything. That's wild.
Well, I had to get back in touch with my nutrition. I had to remember why I ate
in
the first place.
I want to get a nutritionist on here. I know a few. I want to actually reach out to them today maybe and get them on here because I do want to understand the metabolism. You know, you hear the things like, oh, if you don't fuel, your body will burn muscle before burning fat. Like, I wanted to get over those misnomers our audience could understand a little bit about, when does it hit the fat reserves versus hitting your muscle and you know, you get atrophy. And because they say, oh, if you don't eat right, you're going to get atrophy because your body will burn your muscle too. And I'm like, well, okay. So I just need someone qualified. And
I started figuring this out a little bit with running. You know, I could go for a run, and if I didn't have a great dinner, I didn't have a great run. If I ate a junky dinner, my run, because I was running on last night's fuel.
Right.
And what would happen is I would run and, you know, I'd get a few miles into it. And then all of a sudden, they call it bonking. And it, mm-hmm. it happens for me a little bit early. I'm not a triathlete. You mm-hmm. know, I do a 5 mile run. But like if I didn't eat well, it would happen a few miles in, maybe, yeah, probably around 3 miles. And I'd be like, oh my God, I got to stop. Mm-hmm. If it'd be like a good place to have like a power bar or a gel or some sort of snack to get the energy going. Mm-hmm. But if I would just walk it off for a couple seconds, maybe a minute at the most, and let my body figure out what it was doing, the switch would happen. It would start to pull energy from different places, not just my stomach. I mean, it's happened to me hundreds of times. And I started realizing that I always call it, don't quit before the miracle. Well, there is a miracle that takes place. It's called the act of switching over to your reserves. At least that's what happens to me. I don't, you know, I'm not a doctor.
If you look good, you're healthy, you're active. So clearly you're benefiting from it. Have you lost some weight?
I have lost weight.
Good.
But I weigh about 168.
Wow. Man, I haven't weighed 168 since I was high school.
But you know what? I really started off at about 168. So I don't know what really...
So you burn fat and you retain your muscle.
I'm burning fat and I'm building a little muscle.
And you're building muscle.
Before school ended, me and the boys were doing our little rise workout. And we've gone outside now for the summer. And when school starts, in fact, we just had this conversation with the guys this morning or yesterday that we're going to renew our memberships again and get back into the mm-hmm. gym when it gets... Because I'm really enjoying the biking. This is my first summer of biking. I mean, I've had a bike, but really, mm-hmm. as much as I like running, I don't love it.
You're talking about cruising, like the bike, that kind of biking?
No, I'm talking about the 10 mile or 11 miles I've been doing every morning.
On your cruiser?
On my cruiser.
Okay, gotcha.
I love running, but I don't love it anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard. I dread it. Yeah. I love, me and James, like my buddy James will do it. We do it we've committed to it on Wednesdays. We'll do it. And the last two times I've done it, I've felt terrific. I hadn't done it the whole time he was in St. Petersburg. I was like, I'm just going to put this on the back burner. And I go, I need to run because it does help me in my brain. Mm-hmm. But I was like, can we run? Because I don't want to lose my ability to have a cardio. I don't want to lose. Sure. If I have to run, I want to still be able to do it. We ran and I felt awesome.
Get the runner's high.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even that. I just felt like the quality of my body running was really,
felt healthy.
I felt light.
Right.
I felt springy. So,
you know, there's a 5K that Ryan Peters and the Rehoboth Beach Fire Company is doing on the 18th of October to benefit the Rehoboth Beach Fire Company. It's, I think it's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
You want to do it?
I'll be there because the company that I work for, Urban Float, they're a co-sponsor. And, yeah.
I mean, if you want me to run with you, I'd do it, but I'm not.
Oh, I'm not a good runner.
I don't pay to run. Yeah. I don't pay for that.
Why don't you just start running with us?
Yeah, I'm that cheap too. I don't pay to run. I'm gonna go around that. I don't need a time. I just run with you.
And Saturday is really cool. Is the World Skimboarding Championships is happening in Dewey Beach on Saturday? Did you know Dewey Beach is like the world famous? Is a world famous skimboarding beach.
I didn't know that.
I knew
that it's a big skimboarding community down there.
World
I didn't
famous.
Realize it. Mm-hmm. Well, who did you just tell me that the Rehoboth was listed 6th as top sports beaches?
Rehoboth?
Yeah, Rehoboth. I don't know. Maybe top beaches in the world, but
well, it's like one of the. I know it's like one of the top beaches on the East Coast. I didn't know about the world, but definitely it's like one of the vacation capitals of the East Coast. But Dewey is known for their skimboarding beach.
Do you skimboard?
No, my son does. I tried it when I was younger.
What makes a good beach for skimboarding?
Shore break. The waves coming up and it crashes directly on the sand and it creates that little, you know, a few seconds of water, planing water. The kids run down, drop their boards, ride it into the next incoming wave and they can ride the wave and hit the lip, come back in and ride the wave or launch themselves, do flips. My son's actually gotten pretty good at it. So that's pretty cool. But the best skimboarders from the world are coming here.
That's crazy.
Like 400 or 500 people like converging on here.
All right, and you'll be down there?
Yeah, we'll be down there. Yeah,
because that's Sunday.
Well, that's this Saturday, the skimboarding championship Saturday, from like 8 to 4. It's a 3-day event: Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Jeez.
The company that I work for will be there as well. They'll They don't have a ton of sponsors, but we'll be there to
do you get some espresso press passes?
Yeah, we'll have press pass.
Can I have one?
Sure.
Come hey, guys, what's happening?
Hang out with us. That'd be cool. It's a nice day, Dewey. You know, watch the best skimboarders of the world do their thing.
If
it's
we can have some
cool.
VIP special treatment, I'll go. But
yeah, you know someone right here.
What's up?
There you go.
Carlos. Hey, I don't know you.
Uh-oh. You're in, man. You're in.
It's me, Tom. Carlos.
Get this guy out of here, guys.
Yeah. Security. So do you think I know, what is your worry about podcasting, our podcasters, our personalities?
My worry?
Yeah.
No, it's to what you always say. I'm a simple guy, right? Mm. When it comes to business, you know, you're either generating it or you're not. You know, with podcasting, it's the same thing. You know, you're either got people listening or not.
So it's really, we want to figure out a way to create a little revenue. And that comes with decent personalities. Well, but we also want to, at some figure out, give back to them, right? I mean, we're not pay them. We'd have to pay them.
No.
What?
Well.
Why would anybody in God's name want to come and do a podcast for us and not make anything?
They get paid when we have advertising, more advertising dollars.
Okay. Right.
So that's where how it works.
The better they are, the more likely they might get paid.
The better they are, the more listeners we have. The more listeners we have, the more advertising we'll have. The more advertising we have, the more money we have. Ding, 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 ding. Check box, check box, check box.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So
you can't say it, can you?
What?
Pay them. You can't say that in your mouth, can you? I mean, I heard a lot of words. Like a Jordan Peterson over there. A whole lot of words, but not a lot said.
Nah, I mean, at the same time, listen to what you said. We're babies here. You know, we're still interviewing as many people as they want to come on. We're looking for great guests to come in and tell their story with Tom's story.
And just someone I can talk to.
You know, and share their experiences in small business or whatever. And, you know, create compelling content. So in my mind, the best podcasts have the best content. With best content equals?
Best listeners.
Best listeners.
Well, and I'm a little different. And I think that's why we
balance each other.
Yeah, balance each other, because I really just want to see someone come and have fun doing a podcast. I think there's a lot of people out there that want to, that are too afraid, and I'd love to be that bridge to allow them to do that and try to have a little fun.
Well, if you wanted to do that, hey, let's go have a cup of coffee with headphones on and a microphone in our face and treat it just like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what it is.
Right.
That's what your vision is in a way.
But I also want them to be good. I mean, that's, you know, and I think the other side, the frosting part is, you know, is definitely important. Cake without frosting is just not good. But
we talked about all that. I think if that's what your vision is, because you are Rehoboth Social, I will help you execute it. If your vision is, let's have a cup of coffee with headphones and a microphone, then we can do that too.
If it makes listeners, we can have. We're having coffee right now with the headphones.
Yeah,
that's a damn difference. What are you doing today? Anything important?
I had a meeting at 2:00, you know, and they have a busy afternoon. Yeah, we're at an hour now.
Are we at an hour? Do you want to plug anything? Anything to plug?
Yeah, just you know, just those two events are coming up. The Rehoboth Beach Fire Company 5K is there's still registration.
Is there a
still
website
open
for that?
Yeah, if you just Google Rehoboth Beach Fire Company 5K, I think it's the Seesaw Striders are doing it.
Okay.
You know, and there's the World Skimboarding Championships. Oh, Urban Float is doing a member appreciation block party.
Nice.
August 24th.
Member appreciation. That means they're appreciating the members?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we have, the business has roughly 180 or so members right now, or 7 months of being open. So we're doing from 12 to 3, a block party at Urban Float on Coastal Highway. We'll have music there. We're going to have a couple of speakers on mindfulness and health. We'll actually have some live music by Kyle Offadani. We're trying to get RSVPs by the 17th of August so we know how much food to order. We have food, games.
Where are you going to get the food?
Good question. The event manager is talking to a couple of different caterers right now. So we're evaluating that. And yeah,
barbecue.
So, yeah, maybe, you know, but it'll be fun. You know, there'll be giveaways and stuff like that. You got to come, Tom.
What day is it?
It's the 24th of August, Saturday, from 12 to 3.
Okay.
So come, bring your family, you know, and hang out.
I get off work at 12, so we can just probably swing by.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. So yeah, come by and it'd be cool, you know. And other than that, Yeah. What about you? What's going on here?
I'm busy all day. I got clients I'm working. Yeah. And we've rented out all the chairs. The last new girl is supposed to start today. I'm excited about that. We started the podcast off. We want some feedback. I want somebody to send us an email.
At gmail.com.
Because, you know, corporate was so hung up on this email. I mean, and cards have been printed and emails were incorrect and we've had to reprint cards. And I want a freaking email on that email. You know what I'm saying?
Let me check it real quick.
And I want some feedback because, you know, one of the things we do, we'll do a podcast and then Carlos and I will talk about it for like a half hour and we just keep beating the same ass drum about the same thing we've been doing, and I think we both finally decided we're just babies and we're just hang one day at a time.
I think it's just also we enjoy talking about it.
We do.
That's really the bottom line.
We're like two parents with
a
baby.
Hey, listen, you guys, you know, we have over 2,000 downloads right now and it's continuing to grow every single day. So clearly, you know, we know it's interesting to a lot of people and we want that to continue to grow. But we also know that we don't know everything. So email us. Give us your feedback. Tell us what, you know, if you need me to kick Carlos off the podcast, maybe I'm just in the background.
Oh, stop.
If you want to kick Tom off the podcast, let me know.
Someone needs a bang braid. I do want to say one thing. I want to just give a shout out to a few people like Ann Caldwell, right. IG Burton.
Yeah. That was a good one.
What was Christian Moore was on yesterday. Mm-hmm. We've had so many great people, so many great conversations. You know, we're so grateful for the people that have come on the podcast and, you know, it's just been a great experience, and we're just excited to keep doing it. And we have a lot of people lined up. I mean,
it's been great. You know, thank you to Pat Woods, IG Burton.
Absolutely.
I want to certify pre-owned M5, Mr. Burton. Yeah, okay.
Let me get a BMW sponsor. We'll sticker it. Skin it.
Greer, Krista Baird, Rob Waters, Ted Dabbs, thank you, Seaside Dojo. Smoking D's Barbecue is here.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Can we do barbecue?
Yeah, I love barbecue. But hey, that's not dinner time, though.
No, I'm talking about for the 24th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll send that to the event manager. Yeah. Neil Perry, Dr. Pinky, Courtney Clark, Janie Madler, Karen Spasato.
Karen was funny.
Mudslingers. Oh, loved our coffee. Layla Arnold. Awesome coffee right there in the Ocean Atlantic Shopping Center.
Well, we don't have to. I just wanted to name a few. We don't have to, because we've done a lot. But I just want to just say thanks, especially Preston. For the last past week. I mean, you know, we haven't...
Aaron, John.
And we've gone over 2,000 downloads, so people are listening. And
totally.
I appreciate the people taking a little chance on us and coming and spending some time with us.
I think you're doing a great job.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, man.
All right.
Listen, we're going to start doing... This is going to be a weekly thing with me and you.
Yeah, man. We'll call it... Okay. Ballers and Barbecue. Corporate in Albuquerque.
White envelope.
Was it?
Adhesive
world,
glue.
World local.
I like
local
that.
World.
Local world.
Local world. Local I may world. Help you. Travel agency.
I bet somebody right now is www in that one right now. All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Bye.